The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show, and today I bring you a guest from across the pond. William Pullen is with me today. He's a psychotherapist registered with the British Association for Counseling and Psychotherapy. He practices integrative therapy and specializes in the treatment of depression, anxiety, problems of self-esteem and confidence, and substance abuse. He's been featured in publications like The Vogue, New York Times, and GQ. His interactive and instructive new book is Running with Mindfulness, Dynamic Running Therapy to Improve Low Mood, Anxiety, Stress, and Depression. Welcome to the show, William.
Thank you, Dr. Taz. Nice to be here.
We are thrilled to have you here, but I'm a little disturbed, I must admit, because as an American, I'm looking at some of these statistics that you sent over to me, that almost 18.1 million American adults are affected with anxiety today, and that we here in the U.S. are among the most, one of the most depressed countries in the world. Tell me a little bit about, from your perspective and having maybe a little bit of objectivity for us, tell me kind of where you think this is coming from. Why are we such a anxious and depressed country?
Well, I think it's everything that I think everybody would first imagine. It's everything from electronics to breakdowns of community to even the way that neighborhoods are designed, you know, with cars parked right in your garage. Nobody's out on foot meeting each other. So basically, we're living a much more individualistic life, and that leads to feelings that we're not connected, feelings that we're not sure what really matters anymore, that sort of thing.
Well, is that true to America, or is that an American concept that's not happening throughout Europe? I mean, technology is everywhere. I feel like urban sprawl is everywhere. Why is it so unique to America versus other communities around the world?
Oh, it's not unique at all. We've got the same problems as you, particularly England, but Europe can match you for, not for your statistics, but for the problems. And indeed, here we've got lots and lots of problems with substance abuse. We're right up there with obesity. We're right up there with anxiety.
So troubling and such a disturbing trend, and I see it in adults, and even more disturbing, I see it in the generation of children coming, you know, right behind them. You, though, have a technique and steps to pull people out of this, to try to move them forward. Talk me through maybe the five main steps to move people out of this sort of generalized anxiety and depression that seems to be setting into our culture. What are your main kind of what are the main things that you would have somebody do? I know, you know, I interview a lot of amazing people on the show, and I'm fortunate to talk to them, and everyone has a different perspective. I'm curious as to what yours is.
Well, my book's got two parts in it, or three or four parts in it, actually. One is a guide to mindful running and mindful walking, and those are excellent for anybody with anxiety. Then I've got a specific program for running with anxiety in there, which helps you look at what's going on in your life, the choices that you're making, and you run with a different question every day and make notes and that sort of thing. I can give you the five main things that I'd say you want to watch out for with mindful running. Is that the sort of thing you're after?
Yeah, I think so. And for all my listeners out there, William has a book called Running with Mindfulness. It's Dynamic Running Therapy to Improve Low Mood, Anxiety, and Stress. And as we jump into this, William, first talk us through what is dynamic running therapy? Maybe let's go there first, or DRT as you call it. Tell us a little bit about it, because I can hear people, I know what they're saying. They're like, I'm not a runner, or I'm not a walker. This is not for me. So talk us through what DRT is.
Okay, so it's an approach to therapy which combines movement, primarily walking and running, with talk therapy. You can do it on your own if you have this book, because the book serves as your therapist. But essentially, it's just a way of involving the body in the healing. I talk about movement as medicine, emotion in motion. You know, I think that already you were talking about anxiety before. I think disembodiment, not being connected with our body, is a great source of anxiety. And so I thought, what better way than to bring the body in because to have it missing is to be missing on half of life, right?
Absolutely. And it's something I definitely see over and over. I mean, I went through it. What can I say? I mean, I work with patients, but I personally went through it as well, where, you know, we are completely disconnected. As you said, we're disconnected from ourselves and physically what's happening with us. We're disconnected sometimes from each other and from communities. So this theme of disconnection runs through, it worsens these base concepts of anxiety and depression. But I love what you say. You say DRT, or dynamic running therapy, is not just for fitness folks. So everybody out there listening is like, I can't do this. I don't run and I don't walk and I don't even own, you know, running shoes, and I don't have the latest brand of Nike, whatever, you know, drop all that. That's not what we're talking about. You know, you say you don't even have to run to do this. It's really combining thought with exercise and combining it with motion, much like yoga. I would maybe equate it to that, but using walking or running. So again, you're not having to drive to a yoga studio or drive somewhere. Give us an example of how this works. So somebody sets out for a walk or for a light run, what would you have them do?
Well, they can either follow the mindful running instructions or the mindful walking instructions, or as I said, if they're doing a specific program, then they'll run with the day's question for anxiety. But you're absolutely right. It so much isn't a program for getting fit. And just the opposite, in fact, because a lot of fit people tend to score quite highly on all sorts of other metrics. And it tends to be the less fit we are, the more problems we have. I mean, that's a generalization. So I'm encouraging people, the more unfit you are, the more I would encourage you to do this. The more I would say, listen, just get moving. If it's 10 meters on day one, fine. Make it 20 meters on day seven. Just build it up slowly, incrementally. And the changes you'll see to your spirit, to your motivation, to your happiness, to your ability to even relate to others, your world will expand as it should do. You'll live out in the real world instead of in your head.
I think that's so powerful. And again, walking, running, you know, like you said, whether it's 10 meters one day, you know, 20 the next, whatever it is, it can be done anywhere, first of all. Secondly, it forces that reconnection to your neighborhood, your community, where you live. And then you also talk about five main steps to get moving, get mindful, and lift yourself out of one of these low moods. Let's talk through them. So the first one is make room for your feelings. Talk to me about that a little bit. So as you're moving, what's happening if you're trying to make room for your feelings?
Well, what I'm saying is that by becoming present, and that's what mindfulness is all about, remember, it's about becoming mindful about where you are right now, not thinking about the past, not worrying about the future, just being here right now with the body, with everything that's happening in front of me. And when we do that and we move, quite often thoughts and feelings will come up. And some of them you'll want to ignore, and some of them will feel important. If you're doing this for therapeutic reasons, you'll particularly find some that feel important to you as you try to engage with your anxiety, with your depression. And what I'm saying is that when that's the program, make space for those feelings. Allow them to come up, because it's really what DRT is all about, is having the right relationship with your feelings. I think so many, I mean, you'll know what I'm talking about. So many problems come from our trying to avoid or to fix them instead of acknowledging them and allowing them, the imperfections of the world and ourselves, to just exist. There's a place for that. And so I say make a place for that. Notice your inner dialogue. Notice how you welcome those thoughts. Are you, or those feelings, are you damning? Are you saying to yourself, oh, I mustn't feel that, I shouldn't feel that? When you hear those shoulds and mustn't, try to relax that. Meet yourself with gentleness.
Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add to water to get your greens anytime, anywhere. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself and use the code WHOLEHEALTH at Organifi.com to receive 20% off your order.
Love it.
And you talk about feeling the sensation of emotion in motion can be very powerful. So I would love for everybody to remember that. Your second step is to work at your own pace. So tell me a little bit about that, because I know I would probably be one of those people, but the minute you put us out there and we're walking, then the competition sort of starts internally or with somebody else. We're going to, you know, walk a 5-minute mile or to run a 2-minute mile or whatever it is, whatever the numbers are. So what is working at your own pace and how does that fit into DRT or dynamic running therapy?
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, remember, you're out there relating to yourself. You're using this exercise, this moment in time, to practice relating to yourself in a useful and kind way. So that asks for you to listen to what you need and what you want, not what you think you should do, not the shoulds and the musts. What do I want right now? What do I really want for myself? Do I really want to push myself as hard as I can? Do I really think what's good for me is to go home right now? To try and just sort of find your pace. It's a bit like driving. You drive around a corner and there's the right speed to take that corner. There's a comfortable speed and then there's a speed that just sort of makes the car roll a little bit. You don't want that speed. Just find the right speed to do it. And that's what this is all about, finding that comfortable relationship with yourself. And we're using the running and the sense of walking and the sense of trying to get out there as a way to notice how you're relating with yourself.
I love that because, I mean, my biggest mistake as I went through residency was, again, that competitive spirit that pushed, not competitive against anyone else, but against myself, and the determination, which in some ways serves you well, but like if I had to be at the hospital at 6 and I was up at 4 to go for my 4:30 run to show up at the hospital by 6, not understanding that my body was already very fatigued and I didn't need to be checking my time. So again, work at your own pace. Your next one follows very naturally, listening to your own body. I think many people, again, it's that sense of disconnection. What is mindful running? How do we listen to your body? Are there body clues or things that you would have people pay attention to that you talk about throughout your book?
Well, mindful running, like mindful walking, as I said, is about being in the present. There's also mindfulness meditation when you're just sitting. Normally, you'll use an element of your senses, most typically your breath and your hearing. Your sensation of breathing. You just concentrate on that, and each time your mind will drift off to other things, and that will often make you think, oh, well, I'm useless at this, and why can't I be better? And then you give up. Well, you mustn't give up, because that's exactly that struggle to be okay with your imperfection, just to gently acknowledge that you're struggling, and then coming back to the breath is what it's all about. And so it's the same thing when you're running. One of the ways you can do is count trees, you can count your footfalls, you can count your breath. But each time you find yourself worrying about a business meeting or whatever it is, just say to yourself, you know what, that's okay, let me bring myself back to what I'm doing here, back to this moment. That's mindfulness.
So quick tips is to pay attention to your breath, count trees, count road markers, you know, bring your attention there, really bring your attention more to your body, not to your to-do list or to any sort of competition or other things that you might have coming up. And then I like this, and I would love for you to explain this to us. Be mindful of your movement. How you run or walk may indicate how you move in the wider world, including your relationships or your work life. That's interesting, because for any of us that are clumsy runners or walkers, I hope that doesn't mean that in the world we appear that way too. But explain that to us. How is how we move reflective of how we maybe project our energy in the different roles we play throughout life?
Well, it isn't always reflective. You know, it's an opportunity to look at it. I mean, do you run yourself?
I do, not as much as I used to, but I do.
Okay. And when you're heading out for a run, do you begin with a certain amount of apprehension and then perhaps throw yourself into it only to quickly find yourself tired? Whatever your way of doing it is, or building up very slowly until, that's how I like to do it. I build up very slowly on my runs until by the end of it, I'm going at quite a good speed. But that tells me something about how I am in the world, who I am. That tells me that I need to take my time with things. So perhaps that's what I need in my relationships. Perhaps that's what I need in my work. Perhaps that's a good thing, and perhaps sometimes it's a bad thing. Perhaps it means I'm overcautious. Perhaps it means that I'm a slow starter and I miss opportunities of jumping in. It's just a way of looking at what we do with the struggles that we face. Quite often, the same approaches, the same struggles come up across different spheres of our life.
I like that. And it's such a great way to, again, another tool to learn more about yourself, to connect how you react in the world and what you may need to how you move and how you breathe and everything else that you do. I'm one that jumps at first in, and that's pretty much how I approach everything else. And then I can get exhausted very quickly. So I'm the opposite. I probably need to learn more how to pace myself, how to regulate my breathing, when to slow down, and when to honestly take a break. And I continue to work on that. And that was a challenge I had 20 years ago. It's a challenge I still have today, but I'm always getting better. And last but not least, do you say not just go ahead?
I was going to say then a bit of mindful running is perfect for you. You know, hold on to that knowledge,
definitely.
Hold on to that wisdom that you have about yourself, and then run with that. Just say, what is it that I could be doing differently here? Let me try this out and see if there's a nicer way for you to sit comfortably with who you are, rather than trying to become the best of what you are, which, as you say, segues us nicely into the next point.
Yes, which is don't strive too hard. And that is, again, probably a challenge that I have, that everything turns into trying to make it bigger and better. But that's counterproductive, especially in something like DRT or dynamic running therapy. Would you agree that it's just important to avoid working too hard? And any other tips you have to warn us when we start falling back into that behavior pattern? Because I've noticed with myself and with others, you know, very similar to me, is that these are entrenched behavior patterns that it takes a lot of work and a lot of coaching, internal coaching, to undo.
Yeah, I mean, that internal coaching, I find making notes helps me. I try to remain conscious of where I am in my experience, so that if I'm at a point in my life where I know I'm stressed, I know enough about myself now to know that stress makes me react in certain ways. So when I start to get stressed, when I feel like I'm behind time, I know I'm somebody who can be a little bit careless and throw myself in at double speed, which sometimes works great and sometimes doesn't. But in any event, what it ultimately does is it tends to exhaust me a little bit. So what I try to do is really just tell myself, you know what, it's not what I do, it's how I do it. So most likely I'll get the same amount of work done today. But let me just remember that I can do it without getting too stressed. I don't have to become stressed in order to reach the same goal.
And that is so important, and probably one of the biggest lessons that we all need to learn. I think many of us fall into that category of just understanding that there's a flow, there's a rhythm. If we allow it to happen, things unfold beautifully. When we push too hard, whether it's pushing our body too hard or other pieces of our lives too hard, they usually escape us and escape kind of the great idea. It just kind of vanishes or eviscerates away. So running with mindfulness, dynamic running therapy, or DRT, to improve low mood, anxiety, stress, and depression, was released in September and is available, I'm assuming, where books are available, correct? On Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere else that people can find. Perfect. Well, I would encourage you guys to take a look at this. It's not a fitness program, as William clearly states. It's a moving meditation is probably a better way to look at it. And for any of you that have sat back and have had trouble with a sitting meditation or a meditation where, you know, you're having to control your mind without moving your body and you feel uncomfortable with that form, this is a great alternative. So check out the book. Any other last kind of parting tips about the book or anything else that you've seen in practice that you would like to share with my listeners?
Dr. Tessa, I would say this, you know, running saved my life. It is such an easy and powerful and miraculous pastime. It can be a problem solver. It can be a creative act. It can burn off impossible amounts of anger and pain. It also, there's a program in for running with your kids and there's nothing I love to see more than a family that's out running together. So it can create community, as you mentioned. It can do it all. And guess what? All you've got to do is put one foot in front of the other. There's not many things that are so achievable and affordable as that.
I think that's well said. I think in a time where the wellness movement continues to explode, and then also the thought that it's expensive and hard to maintain. I mean, walking, running are things you can do with your entire family, you can do with your partner, you can do with your communities, and again, connect back to yourself. So I love this idea. I love the idea of dynamic running therapy, or DRT. I hope if you're out there listening that you've been able to take something from this and make it practical for yourselves. Check out the book, learn more about William. William, where can people learn more about you? What's the best place to find you?
On my website, dynamicrunningtherapy.com would be good.
Perfect.
If I can just add one last thing, for those people
yes.
who don't like to go out alone, there's a description in the book for how to do DRT with your friends, so that you'll take it in turn listening and talking to each other through the various questions that are in the book. So that can really, for some people, that's a really fabulous opportunity to offload and grow and learn and witness.
Wonderful. Well, learn more about DRT. It's dynamicrunningtherapy.com. And the book, again, is Running with Mindfulness, Dynamic Running Therapy to Improve Low Mood, Anxiety, Stress, and Depression. I hope that everyone out there learned from this. Thank you, William, so much for joining us today from far away. And hopefully we can all make a dent in this mental health epidemic that's affecting America, but also affecting the world. Thanks for listening.